I should have thought of that. For a minute, I thought he took you there to buy you the Liberty Bell. Honey, get off that merry-go-round. That guy is nothing but a Beasley with a flying bedroom.
Oh, Connie, he's not like anyone. You've never met a man like this.
That's the problem. Neither have you.
I have so much to tell you when I get back.
If you get back.
Hey, we're leaving. I'll talk to you later.
Well, did you get your roommate?
Yes. She said to be sure and say hello to you.
I'm afraid you'll have to pay the piper for your dinner by sitting through a report I'm scheduled to deliver.
Oh, I don't mind.
How do you feel about the untapped natural resources of underdeveloped countries?
I think they ought to be tapped.
You've just condensed a 40-minute speech into one sentence. The wealth of a nation is in the... Not quite ready for a housewarming, but how'd you like it?
Oh, it's beautiful up here.
I'm thinking of putting in some walls over there. And perhaps a ceiling. Just to give it that traditional touch.
That would be nice.
The living room will be there, and the bedroom there.
I think the bedroom should be there.
Wherever you say.
And I love fireplaces.
There'll be one in every room. And bookcases. I like books everywhere.
And good reading lamps so you don't strain your eyes.
Yeah. Plenty of painting.
Mm-hmm. And a built-in oven.
Mm-hmm. And a sunken bathtub.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm in love. Try to get some sleep, honey. You'll feel better in the morning. Made a decision. I'm not going to go with him.
It's for the best.
When he calls, how do I tell him no without hurting his feelings?
Call this number. You'll get some good suggestions.
Hello?
Connie, look.
Timberlake?
Yes.
I'm Leonard. I've been assigned as coordinator.
Throw that money in his face, she became a symbol of hope for all of us. Look at her. It's like watching Joan of Arc on her way to the fire.